Hi everyone, this is Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen. This show's for anyone who longs to take charge of their life, to create more success, accomplish their dreams, and to live in inspiring ways to be powerfully visible and visibly powerful. I'll be sharing stories with you from my own career and experiences, from leading engineering teams for the last 20 years, and also from interactions I have been blessed to have with people I've met from around the world. I want to give you the tools, techniques, strategies, and inspiration so you can be the best you. You can achieve the success you desire, personally and professionally. Being authentic, confident, and empowered are the keys to success and the life that you want. You can have the courage to be seen. Hi, I'm Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen, the show that focuses on helping you achieve the success that you desire. I will share with you tools and techniques, stories and strategies, so you can be more authentic, more confident, more empowered. These are the keys to the success that you really want to have in your life. You know, and before we get started, I encourage you to subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast. That way you'll get noticed whenever there's a new one out and you won't miss any episodes. So you can just click right there and you can subscribe and you get all the latest episodes as soon as they come out. So choose joy. Have you ever seen these two words, maybe on like shirts or signs? Two simple words. Choose joy. Now, maybe you're like, have never seen them. You think like, who would wear a shirt with choose joy? You know, the chance is it's around you. Maybe you just don't take the time to notice. You're so busy with everything that you're doing that you haven't even noticed that someone might have a sign up. Choose joy. Now, if you think about it, or if you've seen Choose Joy, what's your reaction to it? Do you even have a reaction? Maybe you're wondering, why would even anyone want to wear a sign or a shirt that says Choose Joy? Several years ago, I kind of had this opinion. I was at a conference and I met someone and they were all excited. They were going to write a book and they were going to help people have more joy in their life. Now, I supported them and I was encouraging them, but I was kind of like, of all the things that you could write about, that's what you're going to do? Joy? Joy is such a simple thing, right? Like, I didn't really think it was all that important. Like, to me, there was much more exciting things that I would rather someone help me with. I was about adventure and achievement, accomplishment. That's what I would want someone to help me. That's the kind of book I was going to reach for. Joy? Now, luckily, over the last dozen years or so, my mind has changed. Joy is one of the most amazing things. And that's what I want to talk about today, because you have to choose joy. I want to help you have more joy in your life. Now, you might be saying already, like, whoa, I'm not so sure about this. You could be like where I was a dozen years ago and just dismissed. Like, I'm not going to listen to this episode, Sherry, if you're talking about joy. But I encourage you, hang with me for a little bit. Find out why joy could be important in your life. Find out maybe why, especially this time of year, you're not feeling joy. And is there anything that you can do about it? Because I think this time of year is holiday season. And I know some people say, like, well, happy holidays, as they're trying to be all inclusive. And that's not what I'm talking about at all. I really kind of talk about when you start at the beginning of November and you go through the end of January, early February. It really is holiday season around the world. And I've led engineering teams, you know, in so many different countries. One of my like hobbies is trying to learn about different cultures and the different ways people celebrate holidays. So early November, started in India with Diwali. And then you have Thanksgiving and Hanukkah and Christmas and New Year's in like the US and most of the world. And then you have New Year's in your Asian countries, China and Vietnam, et cetera. At this year, I think it's February 1st. It kind of changes a little bit. But so you can say really from late October, early November, all the way through early February, someplace around the world is celebrating a holiday not every day, but close. Because in addition to all these ones I named, there's a lot of even like religious holidays and like single kind of holidays, bank holidays in there. And when you think about holidays, it is really all around joy. And so you could say this is not just holiday season, it is joy season. It's celebration, it's music, it's lights, it's getting people together and laughter and having fun. And at the same time, most people are falling into one or two camps. Either they're on board and they just love the season and they love the joy and they love all the celebration, or they say, this season is the worst time. It's anti-joy. It just stresses me out. I'm so burnt out. I'm tired. I have all this stuff to do at work. It's the end of the year. I'm overloaded. And then you put on top of it all the stress of presents and family gatherings and cooking and activities. And whoa, if we could just stop, that would be more joyful. So that's not what we want to talk about either. So we're going to get to there because there's things you could do there. Because this is the time of year that you should be celebrating joy. So let's first talk about why is joy so important? I mean, joy, you know, a three-letter word. It's not just a shortened version of happiness. Because some people kind of interchange the two. Like, hey, I'm feeling joy today. I'm feeling happy today. And that's actually not it. They're two very different things. You could say, you know, happiness is kind of like just surface deep versus joy. It's like inside of your soul. It's part of who you are, that happiness is kind of how you react to the things that are going on around you. Versus you could say joy is more like it transcends the moment. Now, I use these words intentionally, you know, like when you think about your soul or transcends the moment. It definitely seems more significant. And that's what you want to think about when you think about joy. It's your inner feelings. It's not just how you react and your outward expression to what's going on around you, but it's really kind of that just heart and soul. It's how you behave. It's very intentional versus just kind of maybe what you're experience in life. I like the statement of, you can pursue happiness, but you choose joy. So that's the big difference. You have to choose joy. And so have you chosen joy in your life? I mean, think about it. You have to actually choose it. It doesn't happen. It's not something that you can just go and, hey, I'm going to listen to Christmas carols and now I can be joyful. That's really not how it works. You have to choose. So if you haven't figured out now, it's much, much bigger than happiness. And that's probably the most important thing. If there's anything that I want you to think about, is it's bigger. And it's an important part of your life. So why do you care? Why do I care? Why am I trying to change your mind on that joy is more than happiness? So let's kind of talk about some of the qualities of if you have joy in your life. The first one is joyful people are more resilient. And if there's anything we've learned in the last 2 years, is we need to be resilient, right? We need to be able to bounce back when things change around us, when we're going through tough times, that if you need to bounce back from sickness or issues with your job or maybe a death in your family, joy actually helps you get through this. When you have that joyfulness inside of you, yes, you still go through a lot of the bad things. And I have to admit, this year, I did this. My father passed away unexpectedly. And wow, it was not a happy moment. It was horrible. That doesn't mean there weren't moments of joy as a family by getting together and talking about memories. And that's probably the biggest difference when you think of joy and happiness is, you can be happy and sad at the same time, but it still can be a joyful experience even when there's pain and suffering. So number one, joy is important because you can be resilient. The second thing is health. Joyful people are healthier, that emotionally and physically, You have less stress, less heart issues. It can boost your immune system. How many times have you heard laughter is the best medicine? It's really true. Like inside of you, your body will heal itself. It has amazing powers, and that works better if you're joyful. Now, many people kind of like, Sherry, you know, I don't have time for this. I'm so busy with my career. You really want me to just focus on being joyful? Like, it seems like I should be working on getting stuff done, achieving my goals. So you'd probably be surprised that joyful people are more successful. In fact, you're 40% more likely to be promoted if you're joyful. And I know that sounds crazy, but that's what statistics show. 40% more likely to be promoted. So being too focused on your career and not prioritizing joy does not help you succeed. Yes, you need to work hard, but you need to prioritize joy also. It's just kind of like your brain works better, I think, when it's in a state of joy. So don't dismiss this. So hopefully you're still listening and say, hey, give me a few more minutes and we'll get to some ways that you can be joyful. And the last thing of why joy is so important is joy brings about more joy. So when people are joyful, they attract joy. If one person's joyful, another person, maybe they aren't, but then they start to feel joy. And so it's kind of like it snowballs. It's contagious. And so you will attract more joyful people to your life once you choose joy. So think of joy as savoring every moment. It's not this gigantic thing like your life is like instantly going to change. It's really a buildup of many small things. And that's why I'm saying you can be in a state of joy even when you're going through hard things. So I talked to you about, you know, like this time of year, many people say it's one of the most stressful times of year. So if Christmas or whatever holiday you're celebrating is stressing you out, before we get to things that you can do to help choose joy, I want to talk about specifically things that you could do to help you get through the stress right now, and then you could prioritize joy. So the first thing is, I give you permission right now, if you're stressed out and you can't find joy in your life, you have permission to step back. You don't have to meet all these society expectations of the holidays, and we have to do this and don't do that, and tip this gigantic list of people and get this gigantic list of people, presents and stuff. You know, like, all that really doesn't matter when it comes down to it in life. So just give yourself permission that, you know what, that's not the way you're going to live your life right now. If the stress that you're feeling is financial, set a budget. It's easier once you have a budget for the gifts. In fact, we set a budget just for that reason, to make it simpler. That way you kind of have an idea of, oh, I should try to find gifts around this range. And there's nothing wrong with that. Gifts actually aren't about money. It's about thinking about people. It's about spending time with people. Don't make it around money. So if it is a financial issue that's causing stress, though, feel free that, hey, here's the budget. Maybe you make homemade gifts. Maybe you do tasks for people. You spend time with people. There's a lot of things that you can do to show people you care about them other than to buy them gifts. You know, even sending cards, handwritten notes, thank yous are all very valuable. And many times, sometimes better than some of the gifts we give just to give gifts. I hate to give gifts just for the sake and then they get thrown away. You know, if you travel and that's what's stressing you out, reevaluate, do you need to travel? Maybe there's a better time. This is a horrible time because so many people have issues with weather to actually travel. So keep that in mind. And maybe this year you try a new tradition and don't travel. If you're just getting jammed with everything here at the end, I recommend starting earlier. When my son was little and he was in the hospital all the time, and we spent a couple Christmases with my son in the hospital, you know, I'd get a lot of the shopping done before Halloween. And I do that intentionally because I couldn't trust that my son was going to stay healthy and I'd have time to do shopping later. And it really did help. I use Amazon and other online things a lot. I direct ship. I just pay for them to wrap gifts. It makes your life much, much simpler. The other thing is, try to like wrap gifts along the way. I used to like to save everything to the end. I don't know if I like to look at the gifts or something. I'm not really sure, but my husband really drove. We're not wrapping gifts on Christmas Eve. And started to wrap gifts like all month long, just as you got them. Much, much easier. Spreads out the work and reduces a lot of the stress. The other thing is take advantage of the moment. So the last thing I'll leave you about Christmas is my family, we love to just drive around, listen to Christmas music, look at Christmas lights, spend time as a family. Find those simple things like that that you can do to enjoy the moment rather than worry about all the things you have to do and all the expectations. Because like I said, I give you permission. You don't have to do any of it. Find out what works for you. And then all of a sudden the whole holiday season is better. So I want to take the rest of the time to talk about that joy is a choice. You actually have to choose it. And I want you to choose it. I want you to say, I choose joy for my life. Because if you're not finding joy, did you choose it? You have to intentionally do that. So what are some ways that you can choose joy? The first thing is I encourage you to start with yourself, right? Start to think about what can you do? Now, I told you, it's kind of the small things. It's living in the moment. So what's something that you like to do and how can you do it with more joy? So let's say you like to take a walk. When you take a walk, is it like you're going to walk a certain amount of steps? You're going to walk a certain pathway, a certain amount of time? You're getting this, okay, I got to get this walk in. I'm going. I'm going to get it done. Check mark. I got it off the list. Or could you really savor that walk? Could you make sure that you look at your surroundings? Pay attention. Are there birds? Are there leaves? What are the colors? Make sure you experience joy while you're doing that walk. Let's say you like to cook. You know, many times, like in the evening after work, right? You're just like, okay, I get food on the table. Got to feed the family. What do we have to do really quick? If you want to cook joyfully, you'll make sure to take the time, like, smell it while it's cooking. What are the sights, the sounds? You want to feel that food that you're cooking for others, especially full of love. And so what you want to do is, how do you find joy in the things that you enjoy already doing by taking a little bit more time to do them and really notice what's going on around you? Do you ever notice when kids play how joyful they are? And then what happens as we age? We just like stop playing. I encourage you, find a way to add some play back in your life. And there's all kinds of ways you can do that. I like to play ping pong with my son. Or the other day, it was a beautiful day out. So we were playing basketball, shooting baskets. And then we were doing some dribbling and some racing back and forth. Right? That's fun. It's joyful. Too often, we don't do that kind of thing. Think about when you see, you know, families getting around card tables and playing cards or Pictionary or various other games, right? Those are the things that that community and the laughing and all the joy. So find ways to incorporate that into your life, and you'll find it just grows. The second way that you can choose joy is look for ways that you can help other people experience joy. You know, it can be as simple as smiling at somebody, greeting somebody, tell them good morning. Make sure you say thank you. Hold the door open for them. I like to tell people, have a great day. It's something I started many years ago. I'm not even sure when I started it. But you know what? It's, to me, it's almost a habit. But I want people to have a great day. Not a good day, but a great day. And it's interesting because initially people don't really notice that you say it, but it sounds different. And they're like, oh, okay, I'll have a great day. But that's what you want, right? You want to just have that little bit of extra joy that you can add into people's life. So another thing that you can do is start a gratitude practice. Start being more thankful for all the things that you experience in your life. And there's many ways that you can do this. Some people like to journal and, you know, kind of like I am thankful for kind of thing. And you can journal. Some people like to take a few moments at the beginning or the end of the day and reflect on what they're thankful for. Could be thankful for like the last day, that day, the next day, whatever way it is. But taking that time to acknowledge we have so much to be thankful for. You can do it through meditation. You can do it through prayer. But you want to take that action and make sure you're acknowledging and being thankful. Another way that you can bring more joy to your life is allow yourself to dream. You know, we don't do that. Sometimes we're so practical and like this, I know I can accomplish this, or this is a reasonable thing to go after and that's what I'm going to do. But you want to expand and really dream. And what can you bring into your life? I like to do the exercise of, you know, if I thought it was like a year from now and I just had the best year of my life, what would have happened? Like try to describe what the best year of your life would be. What are all the things that you would do? Where's the places you would go? Who are the people that you would meet? Let yourself fill up with that. Because if we're not thinking about all the great things that could happen, maybe none of them will. So you have to dream and think bigger. When it comes to living joyful, we're not alone in this world. And community and connection are huge. And so we crave connection. And that's one of the things actually about COVID that's probably been the hardest thing, right? That we have limited our connection to other people. So I encourage you to find those connections. Choose, you know, how can you bring joy along with other people? I have an accountability partner. We have a call every other week. We share all kinds of things about work and about personal. And you have to have those people that you can reach out to share good things. It could be friends. It could be family. Anyone that you need to talk to when needed, you need to develop those relationships in advance. And they can raise you up. Not people that are going to be negative and bring you down. You want to fill your life and have those connections of people that can raise you up. Another area to have more joy in your life is around self-care. Too often, we don't spend enough time thinking about what we really need, taking the time for ourselves, for our mind, for our mental health. It could be meditation, it could be yoga, it could be exercise. It could be as simple as owning a calendar and blocking out time for yourself. You know, practice saying no. I've talked about it before. Too often we just say yes and we get overstressed because we're overbooked and we don't have enough time for all the things. But stand up and say, no, I can't do that, right? It's an incredibly hard thing at times, but it will help you. In addition to self-care, think about your food choices. You know, what are you putting inside of you to... Are you eating the kind of thing that make you feel good? Or are you stuffing your face and not feeling so good, right? Live in a joyful way. Also, make sure you get enough sleep. Too often, we're just stressed out and have burned out on caffeine, and that's not helping us. Now, when we do experience stress in our life, that I want you to know in advance, what are your go-tos to help you get through that, right? We want to say, okay, I experienced this stress, but I don't want to leave or go away from my joyful life. So what are your go-tos? It could be music. You could know when I listen to music, I'm going to feel better. It could be exercise. I got to go for a walk or a run or whatever, the gym, CrossFit, or whatever you like to do. Is the person that you need to call and talk to? Maybe you need some time to yourself and you're going to go to the movie. I don't know, maybe it's a hobby. Things like knitting or woodworking. You could look at pictures of vacations that you went to or wherever it might be. But know in advance, what's that go-to when you have a tough time that's going to help you maintain that state of joy? Another thing that might surprise you that you can do to have more joy in your life is to set a goal and then work towards it. By accomplishing steps towards that goal, it makes you feel good, right? You can celebrate. Hey, I accomplished this. So take that goal, break it down into steps, work towards them, celebrate as you go by taking that action. And, you know, I would tell you, start taking action tonight, whatever that might be. And you'll have more joy. And the last thing I want to tell you, if you want to have more joy in your life, schedule the joy into your life. Schedule it. Put it on your calendar. So think about the things that I talked about. It could be things that you need to stop doing or own around like Christmas so you can not feel all the stress so you can have more joy. Or maybe you want to think about this second list of things that I talked about and focus on them. Like, what is the one thing that you can do? Maybe starting tonight or tomorrow. No later than tomorrow. But I want you to pick something. And what is that thing that you're going to do and take some action? Take that small bit of action. Maybe it's as simple as tomorrow morning when I wake up, before I get out of bed, I'm going to take 5 minutes and I'm going to think about what I'm thankful for. That everyone can fit that in. That's pretty small. If you say, well, I can't do that, then set your alarm 5 minutes early. Don't hit the snooze button. And take 5 minutes and be thankful. And you'll find that you'll be more resilient, you'll be more successful, you'll be more happy. All of a sudden, you'll go from joy not being a three-letter word with no importance, but being a core piece of your life. So I hope you enjoyed this. I want to remind you that we can only be ourselves. And by embracing all myself, I have had such more success having the courage to be seen. I encourage you to check out my website, couragebeseen.com. You can find out more about me and my coaching program, my contact information. Let me know if there's anything that you would like to have me specifically talk about. If you have any questions from this episode, I'd love to hear from you. So until next time, I hope you have a great day and I hope to hear from you soon. Bye.
Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you've been inspired to take action on at least one thing starting today. To learn more, check out couragetobeseen.com. There you'll find my blog and additional resources, including you can download a copy of 10 Ways to Live a More Courageous Life. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you tune in next time to learn additional ways to have the courage to be seen in your own life.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.